Voting is underway in South Korea's presidential elections. The top candidates are proposing different strategies for dealing with North Korea's nuclear weapons program. But it's another unexpected issue that has ended up dominating the election campaign, South Korea's relationship with the United States. Both main candidates have tried to capitalize on anti-American sentiment after two South Korean schoolgirls died in June in an accident involving U.S. troops. From Seoul, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
These days, running on an anti-American platform can help win elections. Just ask German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder. He won a closely fought contest earlier this year, mainly because of his opposition to a U.S. attack on Iraq. Here in South Korea, anti-American sentiment is also featuring prominently in the presidential campaign, but for very different reasons. A somber rally near the U.S. Embassy in Seoul. Tens of thousands of people hold candles in honor of the two schoolgirls killed in June when they were run over by a U.S. armored personnel carrier. Some people hold photographs of the girls' crushed bodies. This is only one of dozens of protests held across South Korea in recent weeks at a rally in the southern port city of Busan. This woman, who did not give her name, expressed a sentiment shared by many people here.
There were just young Korean girls just walking from school to home, and they were just killed by this car, and it makes me really angry, and it just makes me crazy.
Many South Koreans are angry that the two U.S. servicemen driving the vehicle were recently acquitted in a U.S. military court on charges of negligent homicide. U.S. officials, including President Bush himself, have apologized for the accident. But those apologies have done little to assuage the anger here. Signs have cropped up at a few cafes in Seoul saying Americans not welcome here. The protests have been mostly peaceful, but earlier this week, a U.S. Army officer was slightly injured when he was attacked by three assailants just outside a U.S. military base in downtown Seoul. U.S. servicemen here are now under a nighttime curfew. This isn't the first time that an anti-American mood has swept through South Korea, but these protests are different, says Chungmin Lee, a professor at Seoul's Yonsei University.
Today, the anti-Americanism movement in South Korea is being led not only by students, but by plain office workers, by people who are saying, look, do we really need Uncle Sam as much as we did 20, 30 years ago? And what type of a role will the U.S. play in the road towards Korean unification?
The top contenders in tomorrow's presidential election have tried to capitalize on those sentiments. Even the conservative pro-American candidate Li Hui-Chang has joined the anti-American protests. But analysts say it's the ruling party candidate, No Mo-hyun, who has the most to gain from the anti-American mood. In 1980, No signed a petition calling for the withdrawal of all 37,000 U.S. troops from South Korea. He has since distanced himself from that position, but he still favors policies that clash with Washington. No, for instance, wants to engage North Korea in dialogue, while the Bush administration wants to isolate Pyongyang until it dismantles its nuclear weapons program. Both candidates have tapped into a widespread feeling here that the U.S. doesn't take South Korea seriously enough. Yong Kim, a Catholic priest, is holding vigil at an impromptu shrine to the dead schoolgirls.
You don't have to worry about us being anti-American, turning into terrorists or aggressive. That's not what we want. We want a fair level relations.
Kim, like most protesters, says he does not want to see the U.S. troops withdrawn entirely. The bottom line is that North Korea still poses a threat to the South, and as long as that's the case, the U.S. forces are likely to remain here, no matter who wins tomorrow's elections. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Seoul.